Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're the best. That's why we wanted to get you on the radio to talk about dogs and fireworks, because it's terrifying this time of year, isn't it?
Can be, and it's so nice to at least meet you over the telephone. Yeah, you know, it makes sense, though, if you think about it from the dog or cat, cats too, the cat's perspective, because here's why. Here's an unexplained, incredibly loud, unpredictable noise, and it happens not just once, but several times in a row. You know, if you're walking down the street and that happens to you, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to jump, or you're going to hide. You're going to run. I guess that's three things. And it's no different with our pets. I mean, they didn't get the email that says, beginning around now, you know, just before July 1st and through maybe July 5th, we're going to hear in most neighborhoods these loud fireworks, but it's really a celebration. Don't worry. Yeah. They don't get that. They don't get that email.
Steve Dale is a pet behavior consultant and host of Steve Dale's Pet World Sundays at 5:30 and Steve Dale's Other World at 1 p.m. right here on WGN. Can I just ask people not to take their dogs to fireworks displays? I live in St. Charles and I walk to the, you know, everybody puts, in fact, right now there's already blankets out. People stake their spot. But they bring their dogs, and you've got to understand how sensitive dogs are, and it's not enjoyable for them. So you'd be better off to stay at home and comfort them and skip the fireworks, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I guess one in a thousand dogs doesn't care. But most dogs do. I mean, you're totally correct. Their hearing is far better than ours in the first place. And again, there's no explanation as to what these sounds are. No, do not take your dogs. There are a couple of don'ts. Don't leave your dog in the yard without adult supervision around this time. It is one of those times when dogs get lost more than any other time of the year. Yes, of course, it's a great idea if your dog is microchipped, but you don't want your dog to get lost. And with the adrenaline of fear rushing, they can crash right through those invisible fences with no problem. And surprisingly, climb over fences they otherwise would not think twice about or even dig under them. And they're gone because they're terrified.
Yes, absolutely. So there are products on the market now. I use CBD for one of my dogs who's a little bit neurotic, frightened of storms, and sometimes just chews on himself to the point that he can't even breathe. It seems to work well. It makes him take a nap. There's no doubt about that. Is that one of the products available that people could use safely to help calm their dogs during 4th of July weekend?
Maybe. So that's what I get asked about more than anything else these days. That is CBD products. And the truth of the matter is, because there's no regulation for these, and one product may not be the same as the other product. I mean, there are CBD products with trace elements of arsenic. I mean, who wants to give that to anybody, including your dog, you know? So because there's no regulation, and also for me, because there is no science. Now, anecdotally, yes, people like you, and you're not alone, tell me CBD really helps with anxiety. We know through, I like science, we know through some peer-reviewed studies that for osteoarthritis, for certain types of seizures, both in dogs, not yet cats, we know CBD can help. For anxiety, we don't know that, except, yeah, I understand a lot of people like you saying it helps them. That would not be my first go-to without veterinary input. The problem with that is veterinarians are limited in what they can talk about regarding CBD, which makes no sense at all, but the laws are the laws.
Is that a law? I wondered, because my sister has a bulldog that has severe seizures, and she too, we have a friend who has a pet store, and she said, you know, she uses organic, she knows the people who grow the product, bottle the product, manufacture it, and we felt that we had done some research and we could trust that this would be a fairly decent product, and it has helped with the seizures in this bulldog. She went to the vet. The vet's like, I don't know. I don't know. Let me do some research. And called back the next morning at 6 a.m, excited after having done some research. But so there, that is what's the hesitancy from vets is it legal or they just don't want to get involved?
Well, I suppose there are certain veterinarians who think CBD and think then THC, which are two different things. So THC is, you know, in marijuana, that's the element in marijuana. CBD is non-hallucinogenic and doesn't impact people or pets that way. But the science part of it is the part that most veterinarians are concerned about. Now, it's Colorado State University, I'm thinking, that your veterinarian or your sister's veterinarian found. You know, veterinarians can't keep up with everything. That is absolutely impossible because there's so much research always happening. The problem, though, and it varies from state to state, even region to region, is veterinary professionals' hands are tied. The laws say they cannot even discuss with clients, at least not on the record, CBD products. Yet right next door to the clinic is a place selling CBD products.
Absolutely.
I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, I'm stunned by that. We got a text from 847 that said, do dogs feel the vibration of the fireworks through their feet? Or because sometimes your house shakes if people are blasting off an M80 next door.
Well, actually, that's a great question. The answer is absolutely yes. And again, there is no explanation. So we're really close to the fourth now. There aren't as many choices had you begun dealing with this 3 weeks or 2 weeks ago, but there are still lots of things that you can do. And one is that, yes, take your dog or cat to the innermost room in the house or one of them, close the shade. So if there are reflections of fireworks outside, they're not seeing it. Definitely close the windows so they may not hear it. Turn on maybe your favorite talk radio station so there's something else on in the background that they're listening to. Classical music can help calm pets as well. And try distraction. You know, for pets that are moderately upset and they're not terrified, they're not inconsolable, and I can talk about those pets in a moment, but for the pets that are just moderately upset, sometimes distraction works. Mm-hmm. So if you stuff low-fat, low-salt peanut butter in a toy or a food puzzle, and this goes for cats as well as dogs, maybe they will be very busy trying to get the food out. Or if there's kids in the house and the kids play fetch or some sort of game with the dog while the fireworks are going on, or an interactive toy for the cat when the fireworks are going on, that can, for many pets, be distracting enough. You know, dogs and cats are like guys. They can't multitask. So if the pet is concentrating solely on getting the food, going like that out of the Kong toy, for example, they can't at the same time think about those fireworks. That's not how our dogs and cats think. It's one thing or the other. So if you can get the pet to be distracted, the better off you are. And what can help you along the way there are some nutraceutical products. So they're not nutritional supplements, that are not pharmaceuticals, they're a hybrid in between, and there are a handful that actually do have science behind them. Again, my concern is that there are so many out there. You go online, you see dozens and dozens of products like this, same on the shelf at the pet store. But there are some that actually do have some really good science behind them.
Okay, I have not heard of nutraceuticals. What are nutraceuticals?
Well, they're not nutritional supplements exactly, and they're not pharmaceuticals. They're, excuse me, like a hybrid in between all that. An example is Zilkeen, a product that I like for dogs and cats. It's hydrolyzed milk protein. It's like what, remember great-grandma said, you're worried about that test tomorrow? Take a warm glass of milk. You'll sleep nicely tonight. Well, maybe she didn't sound exactly like that, but maybe that's what she said, and she was right, it turns out. So this hydrolyzed milk protein can and actually does lower anxiety some. There are pheromone products that are copies of naturally occurring pheromones. So when dogs nurse puppies, there is a pheromone to help relax those puppies. A copy of that pheromone is called Adaptil, for example. You could plug it into the wall. For cats, it's called Feel-Away Classic. And that's, you know, when cats rub their cheek pads against your leg or a table leg, they're depositing a pheromone that's in essence saying, this is my world, welcome to it, and I'm comfortable. So it helps to lower the anxiety and helps pets feel comfortable in their own environments.
That's awesome. I've learned a lot talking to you today, Steve. So first and foremost, don't take your dogs to the fireworks. Don't leave them in the yard. And certainly do what you can to distract them over the 4th of July holiday. And between now and then, when your neighbors are just blasting off fireworks left and right, which, you know, is a whole nother thing I want to talk about. But you can catch Steve Dale, pet behavior consultant and host of Steve Dale's Pet World on Sundays at 5:30 and Steve Dale's Other World at 1 p.m. I sincerely appreciate you joining the show today.
And for lots more, check out my website because there is lots more, and that's stevedale.tv.
Thank you, Steve. Have a beautiful day.